What we're going to do here is we're going to look at when the stem margin can be limited. In other words, when we cannot do much about it in terms of the loop shaping and design, and to make the stem margin as large as possible. What do we know is that there's an upper bound for the optimal stability margin in terms of the Cochran factors. So what we can see is that if the upper bound is small, then of course the stability margin will be small. Now, so what we're going to do is to look at when the upper bound will be small, because that's only in terms of the Cochran factors, and we can make a connection with the pole zero position of the plant. So suppose that the plant has certain right half plane poles and zeros at z's and p's, and then we can define all pass functions of in terms of the zeros and the poles, and then of course we can decompose the transfer function into a special form where p zero is a nominal it's a part with no unstable poles and zeros, and NZ has all the unstable zeros, and NP has all the unstable poles. And note that NS and NP are all pass functions, so when you evaluate it on the imaginary axis, they are equal to 1.